Hi, my name is Megan Funder, and this is my summary of learning for EdTech 300. For my final learning project, I chose to make a concept map. Since this is something I haven't used before, and this class is all about trying out new online tools. Before I start, I would like to share a little about me with my connection to technology. I'm a fourth-year education student taking an elementary education degree. When I thought about technology and social media before this class, I thought of it as a personal place where you could connect with family and friends. I decided to take this class because I thought it would be great to take to help me get a better understanding of the use of technology in the classroom. In EdTech 300, I believe the important discussions and learnings fit into four main categories: blogging, Twitter, learning an online skill, and contributing to the learning of others. Now let's look further into those four categories. Blogging. Before this class, I already had a blog that I used in two other classes. Blogging is important for education students because e-portfolios are starting to replace a resume. Blogging allows you to display your philosophies and past experiences in education, such as lesson plans. We had so many purposes for blogging in this class, such as learning a new skill and displaying our growth. Our blogs also help to explain our views about many different topics discussed in class. I highly recommend checking my blog to see those posts. I connected the use of our blogs to important discussions in EdTech 300. One discussion was about teaching in the new digital age because almost everyone is connected to social media or technology. And how important it is as an educator to learn how to use technology in the classroom to benefit the students. We were also given many helpful resources on digital teaching and how to adapt technology in the classroom. Coding was a very important discussion as this was something I didn't understand and thought it was too complicated to teach or even understand myself, but Katia gave us great information and resources to not only help us understand how to teach coding in our classrooms, but also to help us learn how to code. Another important discussion was on teaching about important movements going on in the world. Our main discussion was on Black Lives Matter, as we know this is something we all need to stand up and voice our opinions on. We have to help give a voice to individuals who don't normally have one. Teaching students to stand up for things that are important to them helps give them a voice, and they may be the ones that end the injustices. My next category was learning a new skill using online resources. I discovered and was introduced to so many resources, technology, and digital tools to help me accomplish my goal of learning to draw. Learning a skill has become so simple because of the impact of technology to today's world. It was a cheap resource, and learning online gave me the opportunity to learn the skill from home. This allowed me to relax and get comfortable, which could have led to a further understanding of the skill. YouTube was part of our discussion, but it also was a great tool to use to help learn a new skill. We learned all about the history and impact of YouTube on many generations. Not only is YouTube an important place to learn a new skill, but so are websites, videos, podcasts, and more. Learning a new skill online is as easy as typing how to into Google. The third category of learning in EdTech 300 was Twitter. Before taking this class, I had both a personal and professional Twitter account. I was not active on Twitter and only created a professional Twitter account because a previous instructor hadn't recommended it. Through EdTech 300, I discovered the importance of Twitter and using Twitter as a way to connect to other educators around the world. Twitter is also a great place to find valuable teacher resources. We learned about collaborating with other teachers by using two different tools, Twitter Chats and TweetDeck. Twitter Chats are a great place to learn new viewpoints on discussions and to make new connections to other educators. We were able to participate in Twitter chat as a class. This showed me how beneficial they can be to my learning and show me what I may still need to learn. TweetDeck is a tool for Twitter and the use of Twitter chats. I think it is a more cleaned up version of Twitter as it allows you to closely follow along with different discussions, hashtags, or people. As I discussed in the blogging category as a future educator, it is important for me to use my voice for people who can't. Twitter is a great place to do this, to build allies with movements that need people to stand alongside them, to voice my opinions on the injustice of the people in our community and other social justice issues. My fourth category is contributing to others' learning. In EdTech 300, I learned about a new tool to use to connect to classmates. Slack was something I'd never heard of before. this class. I found benefits to using it and actually preferred Slack as opposed to UR courses. Slack allowed me to find out any information I needed for the class and was a place to share additional resources. Another way we learned to contribute to others' learning was using different digital tools, such as Twitter and blogging, that was previously discussed. But when using digital and technology resources, we have to remember that digital citizenship and literacy is important. This class taught about the importance of having a good digital identity as an educator and the dangers that come along with a digital identity. We also learned how important it is to check resources before sharing so that we are not sharing fake news to others and so that we ourselves are not believing fake news. After the completion of this class, my views as an educator on technology and digital tools had completely changed. I know how important having a professional learning network is. I also know so many new online resources that help me better the education for my students. The internet has so much to offer for education and will help achieve positive changes in this world. Thanks for listening to my summary of learning.